welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Murray State University is among those that are ramping up research efforts surrounding hemp production in Kentucky. MSU's Hudson School of Agriculture Dean, Dr. Tony Brannon, says hemp dates back to the foundation of the state.
If you look back at the foundation of our Commonwealth, really it was founded on two agricultural crops, and that was hemp and tobacco. Up until the 1940s, they were both important. In 1942, the state of Kentucky actually had 52,000 acres of hemp. It was the number one state in the nation.
Dr. Brannon adds the rebirth of hemp can be traced back to Congressman James Comer.
Thanks to the work, and we'd be remiss if we did not give Congressman, former Commissioner James Comer, the credit for really bringing it back to the forefront again. He really set our state up for success by passing the bill that set up the framework for hemp production in Kentucky.
He is leading the charge to rebrand industrial hemp.
That's what it was always referred to. But that was its use in 1940. And now hemp is not industrial hemp, it's agricultural hemp, or it's just hemp, because it's got so many more uses than just industrial.
We'll continue talking hemp in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Murray State Hudson School of Agriculture Dean Dr. Tony Brannon says hemp is growing at a fast pace in the state.
We started with hemp in Kentucky with 33 acres the first year. This year we had about 7,000 acres. Next year now it's up to over 50,000 acres that have been permitted to be grown. Now, will they all be grown? I don't know. But I will tell you that Commissioner Quarles has taken that ball and ran with it. Their operation has done such a good job, and I would say that his talking point is he wants Kentucky to be the epicenter of hemp.
He adds there are three main uses for the crop.
Fiber, obviously we know that. Houston do rope, makes hats. The oil and seed, which can be very good. Mr. Oliver, we got some seed that we got from hemp, 23% protein. You think that's got a value on it? I think it does. And I think one of the low-hanging fruits that nobody else is looking at that we began to look at, we fed some through our pilot program to poultry. And the meat and the eggs was higher in omega-3s and omega-6s than the control group. That's significant, folks.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.